Yeah, and later on we'll post the recording of today's show. And if you didn't know that, WMFO actually records every show, and it's available in the archives for, I think, like a week or two after the show's original air date. So that's pretty cool. Looks like our next show is here.
Hello.
So
What's up, guys?
Good morning.
What did you bring?
No, that's okay. So DJ Pardon and I are going to sign off, but thank you guys for listening.
No.
How
are you guys?
Good. I think we're still on air. Why isn't Riverdale doing this? There's a squirrel drunk driving PSA. Oh, that one. Got it. There we go.
Enough
and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you.
91.5
WMFO. I feel happy of myself.
Well, stop it.
Cold snap like a coil. Feel the frost coming on. We are merry golden, dropping orange and umber, barely holding on, just barely holding on. And now downtown's dolled up, tinsel and angels, season sneak like haircuts, teased apart and tangled. We were praying for a while, and we took it all down like garland hanging off traffic signals. Leave the lights on, cause it might be nighttime when I get there, then I'm on my way home. Leave the lights on, cause it might be nighttime when I get there, then I'm on my way home. Putting on old clothes in a new way, putting on the pose of a new stage, waking up every day just a little bit changed as it breaks over us like waves. Long live beauty, short live pain, lust for wonder and hunger pains. Face your fears, not your shame. Doesn't end, it just wears away. Underneath, closer than solid ground beneath your feet, closer even now than lips and teeth, closer now than out of reach. And the body remembers what the mind forgets, archives every heartbreak and cigarette. And these reset bones, they might not hold, they might yet. We'll be right back.
bottle of white, a bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table near the street in our old familiar place, you and I face to face. Red, a bottle of whites. It all depends upon your appetite. I'll meet you anytime you want in our Italian restaurant. I got a new wife, got a new life, and the family's fine. Oh, lost touch long ago. You lost weight, I did not know. You ever look so nice after so much time. Do you remember those days hanging out at the Village Green? Engineer boots, leather jackets, and tight blue jeans.
You can never go back there again. Oh, 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 oh. the show for the rest of their lives. Couldn't go back to the greasers. Best they could do was pick up their pieces. We always knew they would both find a way to get by. Oh, and that's all I heard about Brenda and Eddie. Can't tell you more because I told you already. And here we are waving Brenda and Eddie.
Wow. That was, Faust, tell me what song that was.
That was our favorite Billy Joel song, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant.
And that was off his album, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, single.
Single.
And you are listening to the Self-Help Half Hour with DJ CTP and the Faust. Only on WMFO Medford 91.5, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and we got a bit of an empty studio here today. We got the Gurus, we got DJ Faust, we got DJ CTP. We do have one intern, isn't that right? No, not a single intern. Okay. No. Guess that, yeah. Wow, no one really made it in today.
Yeah, that's too bad. I guess, yeah, DJ Biggs and DJ J-Val are still out. J-Val went to go record some audio for our investigative journalism piece, which, stay tuned for that, boys and girls. It's going to be great. And, you know, he went missing, so DJ, our intern Biggs, I guess, went to go look for him.
Yeah.
So there's just kind of this whole thing where we were sending, we don't have any interns, so now that Biggs has gone
missing.
We're
getting new interns and sending them after our old interns, trying to find them.
Yeah.
And each intern in a row is working on their own investigative journalism piece.
Right.
Trying to find the previous intern.
Yeah.
And really, it's just, thank God we're not paying any of them.
Yeah.
Apart from J-Val, at least, because this is getting very expensive. We sent about 8 interns on this wild goose chase, you know, trying to find people. It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
Hey man, we like to start off every show with a PSA.
Yep.
Do we have one this week?
Well, today's PSA is very important, and it actually has a lot to do with our theme today.
What's our theme?
Our theme today is cuisine.
Cuisine.
I don't know if the viewers at home, I don't know if you guys know that DJ CTP and the Faust, we're kind of known as foodies in our circle.
We're kind of foodies.
We're foodies. We
like to plate.
We plate.
We braise.
We brunch.
We're thinking of getting a sous vide machine. Yeah. Not even for ourselves, just for guests. As like a kind of guest atmosphere kind of thing.
As kind of like a decoration in our kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a knife rack.
A knife rack.
No knives.
No.
Just the rack.
We have a planter.
Right.
What sets a planter aside from a different bowl?
What's a planter? I don't know what that is.
Let's do the PSA.
All right. Anyways, so today's PSA is the Food Not Bombs PSA. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. A public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO, your healthy radio station in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Now, this is a real good PSA, I think.
Yes.
Because this week we're all about food.
Right.
Really, we're about cuisine. But you don't have to be into cuisine to be into food. Because really, in a way, everyone is into food.
Right.
Everybody eats food.
Mm.
And just because I only use smoked kosher salt on everything and not Morton's, you know, cooking stuff, that doesn't mean I'm not still aware of what food is.
Right.
It helps people. Mm. That's a good one. Actually, Food Not Bombs is a really good organization. I'm glad we read that one.
Yeah. We have a lot of friends there. Colin, you recently become a pescatarian.
That's true.
That's great.
It wasn't due to any kind of, how would I say it? I got really lazy and I didn't want to buy expensive meat anymore.
Right.
Really, I'm not against animals being killed.
Mm.
I'm against animals being killed by anyone but me.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't believe, okay, fish, I think, are a whole different thing. So let's get this out of the way. Fish, it's, you know.
Yeah. They're not animals.
Everyone eats fish. They're in a different thing to, also, I don't know how to fish, but I think I could work out how to hunt. Basically, right. This is how I feel. I feel with the food chain, with the food industry right now, we've gotten too far away from you know, our catch,
right,
our meal. And usually you would have to raise a few chickens, and then at 8 years old your father would send you out into the yard and tell you to find the biggest one that you loved and kill it so the family could eat.
Right.
And it taught you an important life lesson.
Yeah.
And right now you're eating a bunch of chicken, you don't know where it's come from.
Yeah.
My belief is I'm not against animals dying so people can live.
Mm.
I'm against people having no say in the death of those animals and taking it. So,
right.
I have decided to give up all meat. I haven't killed myself in the wild.
Right.
That sounds shocking and awful.
Mm.
But it's still better than what most people are doing.
You know, I was a pescatarian once.
How long?
I was stranded on a desert island for about a year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was an airplane crash and I was stranded and I, kind of didn't have a choice, but all I really ate were fish and coconuts. So you could say I was a pescatarian.
Yeah,
so
that's how most people begin being pescatarians. I took a rather roundabout route to it.
Yeah.
Wow. I brought some kind of wrong morality into it.
Yeah.
And like bad knowledge of the food industry. But you just went the straight route, how most people do it.
Yeah,
just get shipwrecked for a year.
Exactly.
Come back. You can't even stomach meat after that. It's too rich.
Yeah.
Here's our second song of the day.
Are we ready to
move on with some tracks? This week's playlist is completely food themed.
Food themed.
That means everything we're going to play involves food in some way. This second track is called Going Out by Dinner.
Do you feel like going out? Do you feel like going out?
Oh, wow, wow, wow. That was Dinner with Going Out.
The answer is yes, we are going out tonight.
We are going out tonight.
Shout out to intern Emma for sending us that track. Yep.
And intern Emma, good luck. Obviously, good luck going into the jungle trying to find those other interns.
That yeah.
We've been searching for months.
For months, yep. I don't understand why they keep getting lost. We gave them all compasses. They should really, they should not be getting lost. They have compasses and maps.
Yeah.
We gave them each a fold-out map of New York City.
Yeah.
Before we sent them into the rainforest.
A lot of really good riddles. Like, the riddles weren't too hard.
Yeah.
Like, they could figure out the riddles.
Right.
It was... I stole them from old Tomb Raider games.
Yeah. Honestly.
They shouldn't be too hard to find the way around.
Those games are for 14-year-old kids.
And they're getting lost in new... We really need to... We should put that on our next intern form.
Right.
Might have to...
Right.
Might have to... Must read a map.
Yeah.
Work a compass. And complete basic riddles.
Right. We're not making them, like, read stars.
Environmental puzzles.
Yeah.
Hey... Faust.
Yo.
What's our next segment called?
Our next segment is Life Hacks.
Time it is.
Life Hacks! Ladies and gentlemen, this is the part of the show where we help you hack your life. You know, Colin, people say life is hard and the only way to make it easy is through hacking it one hack at a time.
That I've heard that all the time.
Yep.
You know what they say, where one hack dies, 1,000 more spring up.
Exactly.
Like the neck of a hydra.
Right.
And so where others have failed, DJ Faust is yep. bringing you the best hacks.
Right. Right from the internet.
In the world.
Right.
What is this theme's week of hacks?
They're all from BuzzFeed. Well, I guess first we should announce last week's Hack at Home Challenge.
Oh, of course. What was it?
It was Bagel came up with it. It was helicopter doors. We had no submissions.
No submissions?
We had no submissions.
Wait, how?
It's impossible.
Another one of life's quandaries.
Right.
Stymied because people refuse to figure out something as important as putting doors on a helicopter.
Can't do it. It's not a helicopter once you put doors in it.
Literally no. Yeah.
Sorry, folks. Intern Bags went a little too far with that, but we got a better one this week. This week's theme is fine dining hacks. Colin, would you consider yourself a fine dinist?
A fine dinist, yes. I have finally down several times.
Yep.
New York, Mumbai.
Yep.
You know, Singapore.
Yeah.
All over the world. This is really going to speak to me on a personal level.
Right.
It's almost like you're in the studio here looking into my eyes. What are the hacks this week?
Well, number one, should I start with number one?
Yes.
It's a little known fact that fine dining restaurants are simply restaurants with menus written in French. Did you know that?
Yeah, kind of.
But if you can't speak French, it can be hard to order at a fine dining establishment, and butchering a menu item can be seriously embarrassing on a hot date. Lucky for you, the third thing on every menu is always fish and chips.
Oh.
So you could just point to the third thing.
You see, my problem is I only speak English because I do my radio show in English, so why wouldn't I? But when I go out, I always, you know how you kind of get a wine menu and you look through all of them and you go, oh, these all look nice. And then you find the second cheapest one and
right.
you get that.
You get the second
cheapest. And you go, yeah, I love Merlot.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fruit and oak.
Right.
And then so when I go through a thing, I always kind of go, oh, yeah, increasingly expensive. Oh, that crab at the bottom looks great. I'm going to get the third option.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the third from the top.
Right.
And up till this point, I didn't realize why I was always getting fish and chips when I went out.
Right.
It's wow.
Yep.
So I guess the trick is to get first or second option in the future.
Right.
And so never below, unless you really want fish and chips.
It's probably just... I think the first thing's fish, the second thing is chips, the third thing is fish and chips.
Okay.
Together. But, you know, Treat yourself.
Treat yourself sometimes. That's what fine dining is all about.
Number two, first-time fine diners are often surprised by the number of forks and knives on the table, but don't fret about which ones to use during which course. The smaller pieces of cutlery are backups in case you lose the larger ones in a duel.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I've seen that at, what at, you know, the
Applebee's.
Yeah, Applebee's. It happens a lot. And when you go to the Portuguese restaurants, they walk around with the meat on a sword.
Right.
That can get out of hand really quickly.
Exactly, yeah. So if you get, like, what's it called when you they slap your sword away? Dissed.
You get dissed.
Disarmed. Grab the smaller one.
Yeah.
Anyways, number three, a sommelier is a certified wine expert, and like all sacred things created by our merciful God, they can be hacked. Did you know that sommeliers save the finest and most delicious wine for their sommelier friends? Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
They're gaming the system.
Well, folks, the self-help half hour has gained exclusive insight into a secret code used by members of the International Sommeliers Guild to secretly order the most sought-after bottles. So here's what you say, okay? When your sommelier arrives, say these code words. Number one, I want grape for the finest Merlot. Number two, juice me for the finest Pinot Grigio in-house. Number three, grape is my father for the finest French wine in the house. Number four, beer? Ew! For the finest Italian wine. That's if you want Italian wine.
As Italian wine is under...
Beer? Ew! Just say that. Yeah. You'd be like, oh, okay, I know what you mean. Number five, Jason! Put that down! For the oldest wine in the house, they're going to give you your oldest bottle. Number six, enroll yourself in my school of thirst. For the sommelier's specialty homemade brew. So those, if you want to know the sommelier code, just say any of those things, okay? It's kind of like a secret menu at In-N-Out, which we've already discussed. That's the only way to really get the best wine in the house. Otherwise, they'll just give you Yellowtail or something, or like Sutter Home.
That's what they do. They put Sutter Home in the expensive bottles.
Exactly.
And feed it to you, unless you specifically say, Jason,
put that down. All right. This week's Hack at Home Challenge. Wine is an integral part of any fine dining experience, but contrary to popular belief, wine doesn't just come from grapes. I'm going to throw out some words for you. Rice, cherry,
ooh,
red.
Ooh, red.
White. Plum.
What?
Box. For example, red wine. Red wine. I think they make red wine from the same fruit they make red Gatorade from.
Oh, thistleberry. Yeah.
Exactly. But like, for example, Tropicana orange juice was originally from Tropicana orange wine. From the Tropicana Valley in southern Spain, Tropicana orange wine was dry with strong notes of citrus. This week, we want our listeners to create their own wine from anything but grapes. Anything.
Anything but grapes.
Yeah. So just, what would you make?
Well, you already gave such great suggestions that I always say, My favorite thing is the guava.
Ah, guava.
I'm very into guava.
Right.
So anything involving some kind of alcoholic guava drink that you could call wine, I'd be very on board with that.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Some kind of papaya drink. I wouldn't be against if someone could find a way to create an avocado wine.
Ooh, avocado wine.
I would try that.
Delicious.
They have got avocado oil, right? They can make avocado wine.
Surely they can.
What are you looking forward to this week?
Ooh, I don't know. Yeah, did you already say papaya?
I said papaya, definitely.
Pomegranate.
Pomegranate wine, yeah.
Dragon fruit, star fruit.
Oh, we're keeping it a fruit right now. Why don't we branch out a bit? Agave.
Ooh,
a couscous wine?
Ooh.
You can make it out of any grain, right? Oh, here's one. Quinoa.
Ooh.
A quinoa wine. If someone sends in a quinoa wine to
us. Flax seed, grape seed, peanut seed.
Hey.
Seed wine.
Here's an important question. Is it possible to make wine in a week?
Ooh.
Given we'll be giving out our submissions. The submissions must be in by a Thursday. So guys, try to get as far as along
as you juice, can. That's just juice, I think.
In five, in 5 days. Send it in by Sunday. So you know we'll pick it up at the rendezvous point by Wednesday by the time of the show.
Right.
We'll give it all a sip while we drive here in our El Camino.
Yep.
It'll be great. I can't wait for everybody's submissions.
Or, you know, post a photo on Instagram. You know where to find us.
You already know where to find us.
At selfhelphalfhour.com/ Colin Brett, DTP.
Upward facing line, CTP and Faust.
WFO.
WFO. Also, Intern Bagel, 91.5. WMFO.
Or alternative, just hit the at symbol.
You could just hit the at symbol. I think we're the first one that comes up.
We have 3 billion followers, so, you know.
Yeah, we just surpassed Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
It's followers on Instagram.
Crazy.
We're doing very well. That was some real great life hacks.
Thanks,
I think
bud.
It's time to move on with some music.
Let's do it.
This is MF Doom. Ooh. Off his seminal album, Food. We're going to be listening to Beef Rap.
That's cool.
All right, it's cool.
Hey, can't you guys just wait here about a half hour, man?
Yo, I'll be back, man. I'm just gonna munch up a little bit, man. I'm pretty hungry.
Yo, let him come back.
Here you will find food for your body, as well as comfort for your troubled mind. I'd really like some soup.
Bread and butter.
Of course, my friend. What happened to your hand?
Food at last.
How do you think it is?
Regular storage procedure. The same as the other food.
What other food?
Fish.
Food.
Protein. Grass.
Go ahead. No way.
Well, the cop got... Next morning, I went to the store to get some food.
Bread and butter.
They arrested me.
I'll save you.
Thank you.
Would you like a snack?
Thanks for the drink.
You talk of the people's rights. The people have only those rights which I choose to give them. And that's for their own good, believe me.
I do too.
They disappoint me. They must work faster.
But the prisoner.
Ah, yes. The young traitor who is trying to turn my people against me. Watch him. I have special plans.
Beef rap, commit to getting teeth capped, or even a reef from armed dudes on some beef crap. I suggest a change of diet. It can lead to high blood pressure if you're fried, or even a stroke, heart attack, heart disease. It ain't no starting back once arteries start to squeeze. Take the easy way out, phony. Until then, they know they wouldn't be talking that baloney in the bullpen. So disgusting, pardon self as I discuss this. They talk a wealth of shit and they ain't never seen the justice. Bust this like a cold milk from out the toilet. 2 batteries, some Brillo and some foil, he'll boil it. You'd be better off in PC glued. And it's a feud, so don't be in no TV mood. Every week is mystery meat, seaweed stewed.
We need food.
He wears a mask just to cover the raw flesh. A rather ugly brother with flows that's gorgeous. Drop dead joints, hit the whips like bird shit. They need it like a hole in their head or a third tip. Her bra smell, his cards say, ah, hell. Barred from all bars and kicked out the Carvel. Keep a cooker where the jar fell. And keep a cheap hooker that's off the hook like Marvel. Top bleeding, maybe fella took the loaded rod gear. Stop feeding babies colored sugar-coated lard squares. The art peer swears and God fears. Even when it's rotten, you've gotten through the hard years. I wrote this note around New Year's, off a couple of shots and a few beers. But who cares? Enough about me, it's about the beats. not about the streets and who food he about to eat. A rhyming cannibal who's dressed to kill and cynical, whether is it animal, vegetable, or mineral. It's a miracle how he gets so lyrical and proceed to move the crowd like an old Negro spiritual. For a meal, do a commercial for Mellow Yellow. Tell them devils hell no, sell y'all own jello. We hollered krills, she swallowed pills. He followed flea, collared $3 bills and squilt for halalville. A gallop pill, dig the rail. It's how the big ballers deal. Twirl a L after every meal. What up to all rappers? Shut up what you're shutting up and keep a shirt on, at least a button up. Yuck, is they rhymers or stripping nails? Out of work jerks since they shut down Chippendales. They chipping nails, doom, chipping scales, let alone the pre-orders that's counted off shipping sales. This one goes out to all my people, skipping bail, dipping jail, whipping tail, and sipping ale. Light the doobie till it glow like a ruby, after which they couldn't find the villain like Scooby. He's in the lab on some old Buddha monk shit, overproof drunk shit, who to thunk it? Punk, try and ask why ours be better. Could be the Iron Mask or the Cosby sweater. Yes, you, who's screwed by the dude on the CD, nude.
We need food.
Wait, bring him to me.
That was Food, the seminal album by Doom, and off it we played Beef Rap. A very, very fun song because it's about... it uses real-world food references to show kind of the hypocrisy of the beef game in rap music.
Wow.
Doom has always been a very funny rapper, and he has some incredible punchlines in this one.
All these food songs are making me hungry.
Yes, agreed. We should get some caviar after this.
Yeah. Caviar!
Right, you ready for our next segment, Faust?
I'm so ready.
Every so often, we like to do a little game show segment.
Yep.
And this week, I've created another one. Now, did you know Guy Fieri, our lord and savior?
Yeah.
Off the Food Network, host of Triple D and Guy's Grocery Games.
Oh, my God.
So that would be Triple G. Whoa. He's got two shows with triple alliteration. Regardless.
Genius.
Guy Fieri, his father was actually born Guy Ferry, F-E-R-R-Y. But he changed it to Fieri because that was what his family's name originally was. When they moved to America, his father changed it to an Americanized name so he'd like to help his business and whatever. And Guy Fieri changed it back once his restaurant business started taking off and he became a name on the Food Network.
I can just imagine him like sitting in the barbershop, like staring deeply into the mirror, getting frosted tips for the first time ever. And when he finished, he just says like, "Now I am Guy Fieri," you know what I mean? That was his transformation.
He's got like the flames on his shirt.
Suddenly,
he wasn't wearing a shirt with
Oakley's
flames on it when he walked in.
On the face,
and like another pair of Oakley's upside down on the back of his neck.
Yeah,
this is
the transformation is complete. You know,
yeah. This is so I've created a show. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna play Flavor Town or Frauder Town?
Oh, yes.
Now, there are many people in the entertainment industry in particular who have taken pen names or changed their names to get ahead in the biz.
Ooh.
So what I'm going to say is there are a few people here,
yeah,
who have changed their names in real life. There are a few people I made up.
Got it. Yep.
So if you think this is a real person who changed their name, wait, what's the best way of doing this? If you think it's a... If it's a real name change, say Flavortown. Because that's what Guy Fieri did.
If it's something you made up.
And if it's something I made up, Fraudertown.
Right. Are these all like cooks and chefs and stuff? Or just any
famous
person?
No, these are just anyone in the entertainment industry.
Okay, cool. This is really hard. Wow.
This is going to be super fun. Okay, we're going to start it off with an easy one.
Yep.
Woody Allen was actually born Allen Koenigsberg.
Flavortown?
Flavortown. He was born Alan Koenigsberg.
I didn't know that. I just totally guessed. But since you said it was easy.
Oh, I thought everyone knew that. I thought that was common knowledge. I'm sorry. Michael Caine was born Maurice Micklewhite.
Flavortown.
Flavortown. He was born Maurice Micklewhite. Yeah, that's actually his real name. His stage name is Michael Caine. He never actually changed it. Tom Hanks was born Lump Hand. Lump Hand. You're definitely
Frottertown. Lump Hand.
Really? Yeah, I mean, you have to change the name Lump.
That was hard.
Kirk Douglas was born Issa Danielovich Dembski.
Oh, man. That's Frottertown.
That's Flavortown.
Really?
He was born Issa Danielovich Dembski, I'm pretty sure. Or some that's combination of those names.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, I think that's he's part
right there.
Polish. That is,
my God.
It's not a name that could easily make it in Hollywood in the 50s.
Right.
I would give it that, yeah.
Yeah.
He, Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas is like...
is definitely more Hollywood ideal.
It's like the most Hollywood. Kirk Douglas.
David Hasselhoff was born Hoffmeyer Durkimmel.
Frottertown.
Frottertown. I made that one up. That's pretty good. Hoffmeyer, you didn't think?
Hoffmeyer, yeah.
So people call him the Hoff. Stevie Wonder was called Steveland Morris. Or Steveland, maybe.
Yeah. I'm positive Stevie Wonder is not his real name, but I'm just wondering that.
Really, you don't
Flavortown.
Think...
I'm going to go out on a limb here.
It's Flavortown.
Really?
He was born Steveland Morris, or at least that is his name now. I think it was like Steveland Judkins or something when he was born.
You said like Steveland.
It is.
But Steveland sounds more believable, but Steveland sounds
how,
like
is that
joke.
Really more?
I guess not.
Is that more? Is Steveland more of a name than Steveland?
Not really,
with
I
exactly
guess.
The same spelling? Frank Sinatra was born Tex Lexus.
Man, I hope so. I hope so.
He was actually, a lot of people thought he was Italian.
Yeah.
He was actually very Texan.
Tex Lexus. I just want to say I want this to be true, but I'm going to say Frottertown.
That is Frottertown. I made that one up.
No way.
Tex Lexus is definitely a name I hope I meet someone who's called someday.
Tex Lexus.
Hugh Grant was born... Half Pound Crimbo. what do you think on that one?
Oh, boy.
Half Pound Crimbo.
I really hope it's like 1/2 pound Crimbo. That's how you spell it.
Yeah, it was a numerical name.
How do you spell that?
They're trying to get into the top of all the alphabetical lists
exactly.
In high school.
Yeah. Flavortown. I meant Frottertown.
Yeah, that's clearly Frottertown.
I just wanted to say it.
Katy Perry was born Kate Hudson.
Oh, Frottertown.
That's Flavortown.
What?
Yeah, she was born Katie Hudson. But because then Kate Hudson is obviously a different person.
Right.
She had to take Katy Perry.
Right.
Meanwhile, some woman in the world born Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Destined to be a star.
Yeah.
Now has to choose a completely different name.
No.
And finally, number 10.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Hawking was actually born Stupid Bill.
Oh, man. Stupid Bill. Has to be Frottertown, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's Frottertown.
It doesn't make sense.
He was actually born Dumb Greg.
Dumb Greg.
And you can't make it in, can't make it in science.
No.
You can't make it in... being a genius with a name like Stupid Bill.
Stupid. Yeah. That's great.
That was fraud. You did pretty well.
Tex Lexus. How many did I get right?
You got, I think, 8 right. I think you got 8 right. No, I think you got 9 right.
Some of those were pretty easy.
Basically all of them. Yeah. You really? Tex Lexus and Half Pound Crimbo didn't sway
Tex
you?
Lexus might be the funniest name I've ever heard in my life. Oh my God. My God.
That was pretty good. Hey, what should your prize be for getting 9 out of 10 on that? Should we get the audience to write in?
A high five. Oh, we can get the audience to write
in. Anyone who wants to decide what Brett's reward shall be, just write in right now.
Yep.
If you're listening to this intern bagel, just like text us if you can create like buy like a Skywriter,
right?
Any way to communicate with us, because you're usually the one that comes up with these rewards. We don't we don't know how to do it.
Yeah. You don't really know how to do it.
Absolutely anything would be great.
Do we have a question this week?
Right. I think it's time to move on to questions.
Let's do it. I can't wait to hear it.
This week we did cuisine.
Cuisine.
And every week we like to take a question from the fans. The fans all around the world have written into us, and we like to answer it.
Mm-hmm.
And we give really good advice because we're self-help advice gurus.
Right.
And this week's theme was food-related kind of thing. So I try to choose a question that involves someone discovering food.
Great.
For the first time.
Can't wait to hear it.
We need a name for this person.
Dork Smorgasbord.
Dork Smorgasbord.
Yep.
Okay. Dork Smorgasbord wrote in. A huge shout out to CTP and Bags and un gran Gomez. No dejes que mi padre te atrape. To Fausel Ray.
What does that mean?
Oh man, I wish we had.
You say that one more time.
Someone who could translate some of the. Yeah, we don't actually speak Spanish.
We don't. Yeah.
We're just kind of. We're going to read this out on air and hope.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone in Medford speaks Spanish.
No.
Yeah. No one's going to. Yeah, this is going to be fine. Dork Smorgasbord writes, haha, no, I'm not Spanish. I'm not even the teeniest bit Belizean. But over the last year of traveling, I found my stomach full of fajitas, my voice full of cancion, and my heart full of deseo to rip off my pasty Canadian skin and be reborn as Muerte Pajaro de Guerra.
Yes.
That sounds quite romantic,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It must be like, I think it's kind of like a dove.
Yeah,
a dove of peace or something like that.
Mm.
I've spent most of my life flitting between the snowy climes of Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan and East London, Ontario, eating my fill of maple smoked bacon and also poutine and nothing else, and thinking this was it. What else could the endless bounty of the earth offer above this rich harvest? Many times I fell to my knees and wept, thinking how blessed I was that all of life's greatest experiences existed in one straight line of human achievement across our savage land.
In Canada?
That's true. All of Canada exists on one highway across the border. I think they call
it. I didn't know that.
It's called like the Fleshy Canal, I think.
Right.
Yeah. How wrong I was.
Oh, no.
In my 47 weeks traveling from the South Yucatan to northern Quintana Roo, I'm English. I didn't learn anything about Mexico as a child. I had more mouth-watering tidbits than I could have ever dreamed of guzzling. From the salsa bowls to the chili con carne to even the cuerpo de un hombre muerto en un taco. Everything left me befuddled, bemused. Bewitched, I became beddable, bespoiled like bedlinen. Sorry, bedlinen. Bespoiled like bedlinen. You catch my drift. So pained was I to leave after such an intoxicating mouth plosion that when I left, I cursed the very selfsame God I once wept to in the Tim Hortons parking lot. I've heard people moving for love. Dear gurus, can people leave their entire life for food?
Ooh.
Thanks, guys.
So you're telling me this guy found food.
Dork Smorgasbord.
Dork Smorgasbord went to Mexico, fell in love with the food.
Mm-hmm.
And wants to stay there?
Yeah, and wants to stay there forever.
Interesting.
Every week we get a question and someone says, hey, I met this person at like a speed dating round. Do I quit my entire life?
Right.
And move to, like, I don't know, Singapore in the chance that I'll bump into them one day because I felt something was there. And we always say, if you have a shot at love, you got to take it.
Right.
But what about love of food?
Ooh, interesting. That's harder.
Mm-hmm.
What I would do is move somewhere like New York City because they have everything there.
Oh, that's true.
Right? But it probably won't be as authentic.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's looking for a real authentic experience,
I don't know. I think he's just looking for some small middle ground between Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Oh, interesting.
And the South Yucatan Peninsula.
Wow.
Do you know what I always say?
Mm.
I always say, order it all online.
Yep.
And cook it. Because you can just get an app these days where you just like, you just order like 5 meals from someone.
Yeah.
In like, I don't know, in Taiwan. They just send them hot in the mail to you, and they arrive 2 weeks later, and you just put them in the microwave.
Get
make a friend in Mexico and get them to send you authentic meals 7 times a week.
Right.
This there seems like the easiest way to deal with this
exactly,
problem.
Yeah.
If I were, do you think it's, would you ever move to a different place just for the food, just for the food culture?
I think I would. I think I would, yeah.
Is there anything that's on top of the list?
I would probably move to, like, Vietnam for the food and just, you know, I mean, come on. That sounds like paradise, isn't it?
That's so real. Yeah. I had, my dream for a long time has been just to, like, move to the, this is, like, the most English dream you'll ever hear.
Right.
But just move to the French countryside and spend.
Yeah.
Or like the south of France, and just spend the rest of your life drinking red wine and eating cheese.
Yeah.
And it actually tastes good there.
It's a total valid reason to move somewhere. I mean, it's like the thing that provides us the most pleasure on a day-to-day basis for our whole lives is eating good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you move to Vietnam. I think I would move to also Vietnam.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really good, and you don't think, we don't think this is just like beginning of the relationship jitters where everything is so exciting because you've discovered like a new person who thinks everything about you is interesting, but then in 6 months time,
right,
Dork is going to find out like, it was just Mexico is just something new after a long-term relationship with Alberta, Canada.
Right. Food is reliable.
Food never breaks up with you.
Yeah.
I say do the long distance thing first.
Yeah.
Get someone to mail you food.
There you go.
Create a pen pal with a good chef. And then maybe after like 6 months you want to meet, you've been messaging, you want to meet authentic Mexican food again, you fly down, you have a few meals.
Yep.
And then you decide if you want to drop everything and live in a country with your favorite type of food.
Do you have any tips for Dork Smorgasbord today?
That was my tip.
That was your tip.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would say the three countries. I would say don't drop your whole life and eat Mexican food for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Do a good little mixture of food. Here's a cuisine that doesn't get talked about. Scandinavian.
Yeah, no, right.
Yeah, you ever had rotten shark carcass?
Exactly.
Pickled salmon?
Hey, bud.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, man. That's all the good stuff right there.
Scandinavian food. Try that before you go all in on the Mexican.
Very cold ice in Scandinavia. Very cold beverages.
Incredibly cold.
Yeah.
Right. I think this was a good show we had this week. I think we helped some people out. I think we got some tips in, we got some tricks in. I think everyone is better for having known us this week.
Right. We're still, we're going to just go out and hunt a little bit for our interns. We're very worried about them. We haven't heard from them in months. Intern J-Val, intern Beggs, if you're out there, meet at the rendezvous point.
Meet at the rendezvous point.
We'll be waiting.
We'll see you there. This has been great, Medford, and as always, we thought the world of you. It's got an impulse, let it out, but they never make it pass my mouth. Ba-ba, this is the sound of settling. Ba-ba, 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 this is the sound of settling. Ba-ba. Just around the bend.